Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Oh, it's Total Information AM. John Hancock with you. I forgot to turn my microphone on there for a second. We're going to be joined momentarily by Brad Young with our legal analyst here on KMOX. He's actually going to be sitting in tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour in place of Megan Lynch. She'll be back next week, and we're going to visit a little bit about the redistricting controversy in Missouri. The legislature, as you may remember, had a special session where they redrew Missouri's congressional district lines mid-decade for, I believe, the first time. Well, I don't know if it's the first time in history. It's the first time in a very long time, if not the only time, where the lines have been drawn mid-decade. And joining us to discuss it is our legal analyst, Brad Young. Hello, Bradley.
Mr. Hancock, good morning, sir.
Happy New Year. So the ACLU files a suit last week, and they're claiming that the maps can't be put into effect because there's a pending initiative petition drive. Any basis to that?
Well, the basis for that, John, is more history than statute. And in fact, the ACLU cites going back at least 30, 40 years that when there's a challenge to something like this, that it automatically suspends the implementation of the law until it can be actually decided by a referendum. Now, the problem with that position on the other side of the issue is that under federal law, there's been this trend over the past 20 years or so that there shouldn't be anything done new or different when you're in an election year when it comes to how an election is actually handled. Obviously, this issue goes to the heart of how an election is handled. And so that there's a quandary then between those two positions.
Yeah, and it seems like the logistics of this thing, because filing for Congress in Missouri opens up in February. So there's basically a month before somebody's got to decide which lines they're going to run under. And there's other litigation about the map that was redrawn this year as well. How do you see this thing from a legal standpoint working out with the timing involved?
Well, I see it all coming down to how Article 3, Section 45 of the Missouri Constitution is interpreted. Under that section, it specifically states that when it comes to redistricting, that it should be done, and I'm going to use quotes here, under the census of 1950 and each census thereafter, unquote. So it says it can be done under the census. The question for the courts is going to be that the Missouri Constitution doesn't forbid a mid-decade redistricting. It simply specifically allows for redistricting when there's a census being done. Congress argues here, the legislature in Missouri argues that they have plenary power. That means they have absolute power over this area unless the Constitution says otherwise. And here the Constitution doesn't say otherwise. Again, on the flip side, if you look at past precedent or how it's been done, it's always been done after a census at the beginning of a decade. So the courts are going to have to decide here what power does Congress have in this area. It could go either way. I mean, flip a coin here because you really have no specific guardrails, so to speak, as to how the legislature should move forward.
Yeah, and then you got all the litigation about the signature gathering, and it's kind of a mess. It's going to have to get resolved sooner rather than later. We've got just a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to review. There's some pretty big cases where we're awaiting Supreme Court of the United States actions. Let's go with the one about Trump's tariffs. Where is that thing, and when do we expect a ruling?
Well, the oral argument happened about a month ago on this case before the Supreme Court, and the whole issue literally comes down to this. There is a law called the IEEPA that Trump has been using to institute tariffs. The IEEPA doesn't specifically grant the president the power to institute tariffs. That's traditionally a congressional power, unless it's delegated to the president. But the backdoor problem here is that even if the Supreme Court rules this law doesn't allow Trump to institute tariffs, he's got multiple other laws that he can fall back on to institute the same tariffs, much like Biden did with student loan forgiveness. And so this issue is nowhere close to being resolved.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I had a couple of IEEPAs over the holiday season, and it was very lovely.
Yeah, but you took some meds, though, and they cleared it right up, right?
Exactly. Hey, how was your holiday, Bradley?
The young household, we had a fantastic Christmas celebrating the birth of Christ and the reason for the season, and we had a great time.
All the family together?
Yep, most of the family together. One of my daughters couldn't make it in from out of town, but the rest of us were all gathered in the young homestead by a fire. But, of course, it was like 75 degrees, so we were all kind of sweating.
Yeah, now tonight, a fire is in order, I would think.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely.
Have you been outside yet this morning?
I have not, but my dog has, and she told me it was very cold.
Yeah, and she was correct. That's Brad Young. He's going to be sitting in this very seat tomorrow at this very time.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.